Last weekend, we heard the gospel of the Lord sending his 12 disciples, those apostles whom he called to himself, those who were chosen and precious to him. Summoned, called, chosen, precious, and sent. That's what the name apostle means, the word apostle, one who is sent. With a walking staff in their hand, we're told to accompany them on their journey. But to the Hebrew mind, this walking staff meant something. It's a sign of power and of authority. And that those who were sent, these chosen and precious stones upon which Christ built his church in an absolutely paramount and unique and fundamental way, a foundational way, they went about carrying through his commission the power of Christ's love and mercy into the world. Forgiving sins, the life of the church that was to spring forth from this beautiful foundation, this beautiful root, carrying their staff in hand. It's quite a coincidence that yesterday, 72 years ago, our apostle, the one who was sent with his staff in hand, walked into this church. He walked into this church for the first time of it becoming a sacred temple to the Lord. And with his walking staff in his hand, with the commission of the Lord dear in his heart, through the course of that celebration, he took that sacred chrism, that precious, that chosen and precious fragrance, and he slathered it on the walls. And you can see the marks of where that happened. The little gray pieces of brick in between the stations of the cross, that marks the spot where the bishop poured the sacred chrism, chosen and precious, upon the walls and separated them, consecrated them, set them apart from an ordinary brick, that this might be a dwelling place of the Most High. That same sacred chrism he poured upon the altar, that it too might be a table, an altar set apart for no ordinary purpose, but to carry out the commission for which they were sent. A beautiful celebration here in these stones, this fire and power of the Holy Spirit, breathed through by these living stones, chosen and precious, even to our time, 72 years ago. It's a great joy for me as a priest, as many of you know, to go into homes of families, and I see many things oftentimes. Of course, smiling faces, those who I've come to know and to love over the years that I've been here. But often on the walls, there's one of two things, typically. Sometimes as an artistic rendering of this high altar, beautiful, a mark of affection for this church, a proud token of these stones that mean so much to us. Or perhaps a photograph of the Last Supper stained glass window that's above the choir loft in the back, illuminated in the night, pouring forth this sacred image into the dark streets of this world. But in addition to those two beautiful signs of affection of these stones that we celebrate today, my brothers and sisters, are images, oftentimes of weddings. And I can't say how many I've seen the exact same framed photo, but with the only difference being the couple in the picture. The faces change, the families change, but these stones say the same. And it's a profound witness to this fact, that these stones, my brothers and sisters, here in this place, is where the Lord has knit us together. And it is a beautiful fact. In these stones are where we baptize our children. Inside of these stones is where we receive forgiveness for our sins when we bring them humbly to the Lord in the sacrament of confession. Inside these stones is where the power of the Holy Spirit is poured upon us and our children at confirmation. Inside of these stones is where our family and loved ones, children, are given in marriage, laying down their life for their spouse before the Lord. Inside of these stones is where young men from the parish offer their first mass. Here in these stones. And in these stones is the place where funerals happen of our loved ones. And every single Sunday in between all of those things. It is a beautiful celebration, a high solemnity that we celebrate today on this anniversary of the dedication of our church, 72 years. that not just all of us woven together, the actual vine and the branches woven together, wrapped around these stones, green vines drawing grace from the heart of the Savior, but for 72 years, both time and space united in this outpouring of the Lord's grace and his love, chosen and precious stones. But not only is it the place where we are brought together, this is a place of encounter. And that's not to be taken lightly. That Moses, before the burning bush, was told to take off your sandals, for the place in which you stand is holy ground. My brothers and sisters, it is no different for us, and perhaps all the more sacred, because he has chosen this place to be a sacred temple, chosen and precious by the Lord. And if we have our heart enlivened by grace, we can open our inward ear or have it be opened by the gracious words of the Savior, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And we too can hear this thing that the prophet Ezekiel heard. I heard waters coming from the temple. Can we not, my brothers and sisters, in these very stones, hear the water gushing forth from the heart of the Savior, that drenches the deepest places within all of our souls brought together? This is what happens here in this place, and it is marvelous in his sight. How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord God of hosts. And we hear these words of the prophet, here I have chosen to set my feet. Here I have chosen to dwell among my people. Yes, Lord, how lovely are these stones, this dwelling place that you have made, chosen and precious. And the sacred chrism, my brothers and sisters, is also poured upon something else, upon all of our heads at the moment of our baptism. And so today, on this holy day, when we hear these stones crying out, how lovely this is, this dwelling place, our souls ought to be enlivened with the same sentiment. If these stones are called to be a sacred dwelling place for the Lord, how much more ought my heart to be? How much more ought the sacrifice of my life to be that? If stones can give glory to God, and they do, how much more can the heart humbly given to the Lord in love sing forth his praises? And so, my brothers and sisters, on this holy day, here in these stones, inside of this church, chosen and precious by the Lord, our hearts, as well as the stones, can cry out, how lovely is your dwelling place, Lord God of hosts.